My name is Nick Becker. I just completed my junior year at Shadyside Academy. I would like to go to college after high school to study political science, international relations, or philosophy. Professionally, I think this internship has provided a lot of experiences that will be useful to me well after. And one of the obvious ones is just learning about working in like the nonprofit sector, learning about the RFP process, learning about all of the different programs that Heinz does. And we got to listen to a lot of the program directors and what they do. And also just going into the communities, just seeing how all of these different organizations work in Pittsburgh and what they're doing, I think actually provides me with some ideas going forward. In high school, since I'm involved in a couple of different extracurricular activities, I could actually see partnerships or activities that the clubs I am involved in could be doing with some of the local organizations that I've met in this internship. I'm actually a little bit excited about doing that. I think for our group that worked on the RFP, I think we got lucky in a sense that we all got together and we had roughly the same idea about what we wanted to tackle. I think a lot of groups, just anywhere, not necessarily in this internship, just go through a process of like, okay, we have different ideas what we want to do, and now we have to make compromises. We didn't really have to do that because we were all almost on the same page. And I think that was really great, and that really allowed us to go really deep into what we wanted to do. Each person, I think, brought a different thing to the table. We all had different skill sets, and that allowed us to like have a different viewpoint and perspective. Those different perspectives allowed us to like build a pretty, I would say, holistic RFP. I think maybe one challenge was, I would say, working with real deadlines. Like, I mean, obviously, we had all been to school. Those were real deadlines. But I think for this, maybe there was more stress because we knew that there was actually things on the line. Like for SLB, we had a pretty tight schedule and we wanted to make sure that we wanted to make a good product, but at the same time, not get too lost in what we wanted to do. I think those deadlines actually really helped us make a more cleaner product, both in the SLB audio documentary and the actual RFP, because those deadlines were a little stressful, but I think a challenge that eventually made us better at what we were doing.